Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off another Friday night in the books. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining us live in studio, the Gridiron Professor, my dad, voice of the color, or the voice of the Brunswick High Pirates, along with the color commentator, Kip Branch. Teddy Bishop in studio with us.
18 years voice of the Brunswick High Pirates, who, by the way, have won four straight, who don't get any respect in the Jason Bishop power rankings.
Is that how you're starting the show?
I'm going to be pointed today, and we're going to get to the bottom of some issues in the next hour on some biases that
that don't exist.
That do exist. The Frederica Academy, and I don't know what, did you kick their dog or something over there?
Oh, man.
On St. Simon's? So, yeah, we got a lot to talk about today.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Peachtree Pest Control.
Termite season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to peachtreepest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Well, let's talk about some of the scores that went down last night. Speaking of those Frederica Academy Knights, they woodshedded Memorial Day. And, of course, there was kind of a running joke in a text thread last night if Memorial Day was going to hang around after halftime when Frederica was blowing them out. Of course, Memorial Day bounced on Bullock at the half 2 weeks ago.
Frederica 55-0 over Memorial Day School. Big game next week against Bullock Academy on the road, and that's going to be a classic, I believe.
Statesboro, regardless of when you go there or what school you're going to play in Statesboro is a tough place to win, regardless of what school you're playing when you're playing in Bullock County.
In real terms, you get off the bus down by 6.5 points, is what Jason's trying to say, because of the brand of zebras that they have up there.
Mm. Glen Academy, 35-3 winners over South Effingham. The Brunswick High Pirates stay undefeated in region play, 38-18 winners over Statesboro in a game where the score really wasn't the story of the game, because the game wasn't really that close. Brunswick High won going away. Probably had a touchdown taken away from them early in the football game. Speaking of lopsided scores, Appling County 69, Long 12. Appling is really good. They're for real, folks.
And Long is not really good, so they aren't for real. So Appling and Pierce are headed to a clash in the last week of the season, and that should be a great one.
Speaking of Pierce, 49-7 winners over Brantley. Not a good year for the Herons.
Herons are looking at their schedule, and they are looking at the Long County game as their only opportunity to get a win in the regular season.
Richmond Hill beats Effingham 45-14, setting up a basically de facto region championship game between Brunswick High and Richmond Hill next week. Both teams undefeated in the region. More than likely, the winner of that game gets the one seed, and the loser gets the two, more than likely.
Pirates go on the road to play a good Richmond Hill team next Friday night. We've had some success at Richmond Hill over the years, but we've lost two straight to those guys, and the last two games have not been close. So looking to reverse some fortunes there. Brunswick High 3-0 in the region. Richmond Hill the same. Good football game next Friday night.
And when Kip says we, he means the Brunswick High Pirates.
I'm a Brunswick High Pirate. Mm-hmm. We.
Okay. Ware County beats Coffee 24-14 in the Swamp over in Waycross. Ware looks legit.
Ware looks like a state championship contender. That region, they've got Warner Robins next week in Warner Robins. So we'll know all we need to know about the Ware County Gators next week, but they are a state championship contender.
most people didn't think that Wayne would win a region game in a region with Ware, Coffey, Warner Robins, and veterans. Most people thought that Wayne would be the odd team out when it came to making the playoffs. Well, last night, Wayne beat veterans 10-7 to put themselves in the driver's seat of making the playoffs.
Yeah, Ware pretty much locked down the 4 seed in that game last night.
Bacon and Toombs. Toombs, 35-28 winners. Jeff Davis goes down 42-18 against Vidalia. How good is Vidalia blowing out Jeff Davis?
They're 2-2. Vidalia is 2-2. So we have been saying for weeks, you know, you got your little bogus power rankings that you come up with, and you've been ranking Jeff Davis high in them every week. And so now they come back down to earth. And so there may be an opportunity for some new teams to get in these rankings like a Frederica or a Brunswick.
I'm just saying, Jeff Davis, you know, they don't get blown out.
Well, they did last night, and we found out what they bring to the table. They're 5-1. They've had a good start to the season. Now the schedule gets a little tougher, and they get blown out by the Vidalia Indians last night. Mm.
Clinch, 21-13 winners over Turner. Turner hung tough. Dublin, 35-28 winners over Wilcox. Valdosta, 41 rock over Westside Florida. Valdosta, of course, with a new quarterback. We'll talk a little bit about that shortly.
Georgia High School Association, if you let Jake Garcia leave Valdosta where you declared him ineligible and go to Grayson or a school in Metro Atlanta and be eligible, you are the joke of the century, Georgia High School Association.
This coming from Kip Ranch, Jason Bishop does not condone nor condemn that point of view.
Yes, well, that's the problem on this show. You try to be politically correct, and I just lay out the facts as they are.
Valwood, what a rough year for the Valiants, losing to Southwest Georgia 42-30. What's going on with Valwood over in Valdosta?
Obviously, Rush Prost is in Valdosta, and he's keeping his kids at the school, and Lowndes is not getting cherry-picked as well, and obviously they're not having success recruiting the surrounding counties, so Valwood's a little down this year.
We're used to Valwood being GISA state contenders, ranked, you know, preseason number 1, 2, or 3, and then Final Four state championship runs. We're not used to seeing Valwood not only lose 3 or 4 games in a season, but the way they've lost those games, they haven't been competitive in their losses.
Mm. You're correct. Valwood's down this year, and you better get them while they're down. You better get them while they are down. Question that's come up on Facebook Live, Jason. When the power rankings come up, your viewing audience is trying to understand your logic behind those. So just apparently our viewing, listening audience on Facebook Live and listeners on KBay are wondering the logic behind these bogus rankings.
Well, look, here's the thing. There is a formula that I put in each and every week that is fair and balanced to every single team, not just in 7A, but in single A and GISA. This ranking that I do each and every week is the most fair ranking in the entire state, because this ranking that I do, it doesn't matter if you've been a perennial winner for 3 or 4 years and you're a blue blood program, which all the other ones, they like to put those blue blood programs in their rankings, even if they don't deserve it. Or if a team is having a good year that might be in double A that everybody overlooks. Well, I don't. In my rankings, it doesn't matter what your logo is. You've got a fair chance to be in.
Okay. Fair and balanced. That sounds like something you'd watch on one of the news channels. So, again, we're back. You just took 2 minutes and you said absolutely nothing, just like a politician.
Once again, I neither condemn or condone what my political views are.
You said you took at least a minute, probably a minute and a half, and you said absolutely nothing. There you go. Hey, man, can we get you on the ballot in about 10 days somewhere? Because you would hold your own. Jason Bishop for Trash Collector. Win in a landslide.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Weekend Review.
And here we go. I'm not the type to tell I told you so, but if I was the type to tell I told you so, I told you the Lakers would win it all. Rays, you are about to become the...
Yeah, we're going to interrupt that because that's a couple weeks old, so we're not even going to do it.
Oh, okay. The Lakers... All right, so we're back live now.
We're back live. We'll see if we can't get the Weekend Review up later.
You just wanted to take this time to spend an extra minute and a half on your high school football power rankings.
Do you want to go ahead and do them?
Jump into them, man. Jump into them.
All right, so here we go then. Here we go. The Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for this week. Let's go ahead and recap what we had last week. Last week, number 10, MCA, 9, Savannah Christian, 8, Pierce, 7, Coffee, 6, Richmond Hill, 5, Appling, 4, Jeff Davis, 3, Lowndes, 2, Ware, and the number one team last week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings was the Metter Tigers. Now, moving in to this week, as I mentioned, we've got three new teams breaking in and a new number one cracking in at number 10 for the first time this season to the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. The only two-loss team in this group, the Brunswick High Pirates at number 10.
Wow. Pirates cracking the pole at number 10.
At number 9, also a new entry into the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, Dublin at number 9.
Dublin jumps in the rank. Brunswick High's at number 10? Man, We're in the rankings, man.
At number eight, staying at number eight, the Pierce County Bears.
Pierce at number eight, setting up a big showdown with Applin coming up.
At number seven, also jumping in for the first time this season because of a reversal of a game that they had lost, that they actually ended up winning because the team they played had to forfeit that game. So it gave them an extra win, took away a loss, completely shifted how the formula viewed them. And so in this week at number seven, the Warner Robins Demons.
So Warner Robins gets in because of a forfeit.
Yes.
What you just said with that political jargon that you just spouted out of your mouth. Warner Robins is in because of a forfeit.
They had a game that was in the loss column that no longer exists, and they added a game in the W column.
Okay.
That's all I can do.
All right. I'm still disappointed that the Frederica Knights are in this pool, but I'm going to get to that here shortly.
You don't know that they're not.
You said only one two-loss team was in the pool.
At number six, the Savannah Christian Raiders.
See, this is where every week, this is where you lose the listenership. Every week where you come up with this kind of stuff here. Savannah Christian at number six in a high school football poll. Come on, man.
At number five, the Richmond Hill Wildcats.
Richmond Hill, number five against number 10 this week. A top 10 matchup next Friday night at Richmond Hill.
At number four, moving down a spot, the Lowndes County Vikings.
How does Lowndes move down in any poll?
In mine, they do.
I mean, they're undefeated, correct?
Yeah, I don't think they've lost a game.
But they move down every week in your poll, and they're beating people, the brakes off of people.
Hey, look, don't take it up with me. Take it up with the formula.
The formula. Yeah. Lowndes drops every week, Professor. Next week, they'll be at number eight, but they'll be undefeated.
Also moving down two spots from number one to number three, the Metter Tigers.
Another undefeated team that drops in a poll every week. Wow. Mm.
At number two, moving up three spots, the Appling County Pirates.
Appling County Pirates. Well, they're apparently a pretty good team. They did back out on Brunswick High earlier in the year, but they're
still on that, huh?
Yeah, they bailed out. They bailed out on us.
And our new number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Ware County Gators, number one.
Gators are rolling right now. They are rolling. Good football team. Where's Fitzgerald?
In Georgia?
I mean, where geographically is Fitzgerald? They're right in the middle, in the heart of the geographical region. They're 7-0. And they're not in this ranking. Where are they? They beat Pierce County. I mean, where are they?
They might have been overlooked.
The committee, the formula overlooked the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane?
Where is Fitzgerald at?
Fitzgerald's right up there, a little northwest of Douglas, not far. 20, 30 miles.
We'll have to take a look at where they fall on the geographical map.
Fitzgerald 7-0, they're not in anybody's rankings. Wow. Where are the Frederica Knights?
Okay, so coming back to Frederica, that's a great question. So
Why do you disrespect them
every
week?
I'm not disrespecting Frederica.
I mean, if Southeast Bullock was sitting there at 4, 5, and 2, they'd definitely be in your rankings, or Bullock Academy. Yeah, you know, the Statesboro teams, if Valwood was there, they'd be there. Well, why the disrespect every week to Frederica?
There's no disrespect to Frederica.
What are they telling you on Facebook Live?
I'm not going to read that.
Yeah.
There's no disrespect to Frederica. Look, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I think that in the end, Frederica is going to be there.
So
they're going to be one of the teams that's left standing in the end in GISA AAA.
But they're not standing in your poll right now.
This is what I'm going to say to you about that. When I did my formula last night about all the teams that were in the running to get in, Frederica was right there, knocking on the door.
Knocking on the door where? Like right in the just outside the top 10 or at number 11? Is that what you're telling me?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Southern Soul, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
We're going to get right back to this after I read this spot. In the Golden Isles, when you're talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue would do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked smoked barbecue found only in one place on earth, Southern Soul. Barbecue on St. Simon's Island. Don't forget your other favorites, too. Smoked ribs, pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday, and catering available. 912-638-SOUL or 912-638-7685. Online at southernsoulbarbecue.com. So you're not going to get off that easy about just trying to go to a sponsor and read a sponsor bid and just try to avoid the subject of the Frederica Knights.
Well, I'm going to recap the top 10 just so we get a feel of what it looked like. Number 10 was Brunswick. 9 was Dublin. 8, Pierce. 7, Warner Robins. 6, Savannah Christian. 5, Richmond Hill. 4, Lowndes. 3, Metter. 2, Appling. And the number one team this week, the Ware County Gators. Ware County looks legit.
Yeah, they do look legit, but we were talking about the Frederica Knights and the disrespect that they're getting in this poll and the formula. Is it just kind of biased towards GS, Georgia High School Association teams, or is it just the GISA just, in your minds, just left out of the formula?
Appling put 69 points on the board last week against Long, or this past last night against Long County.
Okay, so just like a presidential debate, you're not going to answer the question. What we'll see next week, Frederica Academy fans, you go on the road and you play Bullock Academy. If you get that win on the road next week and you're not in this high school ranking, I'm going to make an executive decision because I've already talked to management, and we're going to just abolish the Jason Bishop power rankings.
Moving out of the poll that was in it last week, MCA falls out, Coffee falls out, and Jeff Davis falls out.
Jeff Davis fell out after getting 42 hung on him at Vidalia.
Yeah, how good is Vidalia?
They're 2-2. But, you know, if they send a check in to sponsor a spot or an ad, I'm sure they can find their way into the poll.
There is no sponsor for this show from an actual high school. I don't accept sponsorship checks from the high schools. Now, if you're a business, I'd love to talk to you about you being a sponsor for the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch.
Frederica Academy Alumni Association, I can guarantee you if you take out a 30-second spot on this program, you'll make the rankings.
Bishop and Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Not that talented and overpaid.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football from last night, Glenn evens up in the region to 1-1, taking down Bradwell 41-14. Brunswick stays perfect in the region, knocking off South Effingham 38-6. MCA trucks up to Twin City and stuns ECI 21-7. Richmond Hill blanks Statesboro 34-0. Charlton goes down big to Turner 53-7. And the story of the night, the Camden County Wildcats got blasted by Warner Robins 43-7. Camden was on a running clock in the fourth quarter. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook. Trap, trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my
feelings. Gotta be real with it. Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So now, before we get in, this is the second, and this is going to be insane because Kip has been just drooling at the mouth to be able to do this segment, which is his butt hurt segment, where he just gets to do anything that he wants to do on this show. But before we give him the opportunity to do that, this segment is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
See, I got a Fox's Pizza read right here.
Well, read the Fox's Pizza read.
I mean, you have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
And now we go into the segment where Kip Branch is allowed to do anything that he wants within reason, I think within reason, on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, the butt hurt segment.
It's an interactive butt hurt segment.
Sure.
And this is not a formula. This is just my opinion. See, that's the difference between me and you. I don't hide my opinions behind a bogus formula. So this is Kip Branch's butt hurt list, and it's interactive, Jason, as always. Number five on the butt hurt list this week, the 1-5 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. They're doing everything in their power to win the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. Next year, they're dumping, they're trading their best players at the trading deadline, and they're doing their best to get Trevor Lawrence with the number one pick next year. But they've got one obstacle in their way, and they're number four on the butt hurt list, the New York Jets. Sitting there at 0-6, and they're not getting better anytime soon. Trevor Lawrence would look good in New York. He'd fit right in with New York. Probably could resurrect the New York Jets franchise. But Jacksonville and the Jets are going to be battling hard for Trevor Lawrence. So they're the top two on the butt hurt list. Number three on the butt hurt list, and yes, you, Dallas Cowboys, you're a regular mainstay on my butt hurt list. Mm. You lose, you get blown out on Monday Night Football and look like a high school team in the process. Come on, guys. I mean, all that talent, all that money, your highest payroll in football, and you're sitting there at 2-4, and you get blown out at home by the Arizona Cardinals.
Is it fair to say that because that division keeps beating up on each other, that's the best division in football?
That is the absolute worst division in football. And I saw a projection the other day where the winner of that division would be the Philadelphia Eagles with a 6-9-1 record.
I think I saw something the other day, or this morning rather, that the winner of the NFC East, in order for them to finish 500 projected, they'd have to win the Super Bowl.
Wow. 6-9-1 is the winning record projected for that division right now. That's awful. And then that team would get to host a playoff game in the first round because they're a division champion. Something to think about there, NFL, as you look at how you slot playoff teams.
I love the way they do their rankings and their playoff system.
Yeah, you would. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, the Auburn Tigers. What's going on with Auburn?
If they're number two, who's one? Go ahead.
They recruit better than anybody. I mean, Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, LSU, every year near the top of the recruiting rankings. Auburn, you lost to Georgia and you look bad doing so. Then you go on the road last week and lose to a team that you haven't lost to since FDR was president, 1933. Really? They lost to South, they hadn't lost to South Carolina since 1933. And they get beat on the road, and you got their quarterback and their best wide receiver arguing on the sidelines. Things look bad at Auburn. But to get Gus out of there, Auburn fans, you got to pay him $21.5 million buyout. So the price tag still may be a little bit too steep.
You got Gus for another 3 years.
Yep. Hey, you stuck with Gus. We got to get that buyout down to under $10 million. Number one on the butt hurt list, and yeah, I'm going to just throw it out there. The Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, I can't believe you did it.
The Georgia Bulldogs, number one on the butt hurt list. It's all this hype. We're going to Tuscaloosa. We're going to get a win. Jason Bishop picking Georgia by 3 touchdowns on this show last week.
I don't recall
that. And Georgia
that.
Goes to Tuscaloosa and lays a hard-boiled egg in the second half and just get beat by Alabama. I tried to tell you people on this show last week that Georgia was not going to score enough points to win that football game. And I had people questioning my Georgia Bulldog fandom. They couldn't get it done on the road in Tuscaloosa. Kirby can't beat Nick Saban right now. Georgia Bulldogs, you got a week off to get ready for Kentucky. Yeah, your butt hurt this week because you deserve to be. You just laid an egg in Tuscaloosa in the second half. There you have it, Jason.
Georgia can't beat Alabama. That's the bottom line.
Not right now, but you said they were going to beat them by 3 touchdowns, and I'm not going to let you forget that.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, of course you don't. You don't recall your formula on how you rank high school football teams. There's a lot of things you don't recall on this show. But when you're right about 18, 20% of the time, you're quick to recall that.
Yeah, I surely don't mind texting you for sure.
Yeah, but I hadn't gotten a lot of texts from you lately. So there you have it. Butt hurt list for this week. You didn't think I pulled a string and put Georgia on top?
No, I didn't. I didn't think that you, as a Georgia fan, as avid as you are, would actually have the conscience to put Georgia on that list.
They deserve to be there.
I didn't think you would. I'm glad you think so, because yeah, you're right. I don't know if I'd have had them number one. I mean, Alabama's a good football team, but you know. You do your formula, you do your rankings, and yeah, those are yours. I don't criticize
them. Yeah, I don't have a formula. This is just how I feel, and that's what I do. And I'm honest about it. I'm honest about my feelings on this show. I don't hide behind some algorithm or formula.
It's actually a logarithm.
A logarithm or a formula or a process and just say, hey, this is who I want to put in the rankings this week. But, you know, you hide behind some kind of scientific computer or whatever you do. I don't know what you do. Frederica fans don't know what you do.
I was looking at the geographical area when we went to break, and you know what? Fitzgerald might have gotten overlooked.
Yeah. How does Fitzgerald get overlooked? They're a AA powerhouse in the state of Georgia, but somehow they get, I guess, the computer program. You know, somebody's got to feed it information, correct? For it to spit out rankings?
I think that could be a conversation that needed to be had.
I mean, we got to talk to the computer programmers or something, because obviously you're leaving out Fitzgerald. I mean, they'll be calling in and complaining, and they should be in these rankings, but they're not.
Like I said, I think they got overlooked. See, this is the thing with you, right?
Right.
Like, you're avid Brunswick High. You've been on me all year. Brunswick High finally earns their way in, and it's not good enough for you.
Oh, it's fine. I mean, the Pirates have earned their way into the rankings. But where's Frederica? You're just saying they haven't earned their way.
That's not what I said.
Deal with them during the break.
Do
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on Earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites, too. Smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available. 912-638-SOUL. 912-638-7685. Online at SouthernSoulBarbecue.com. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned. Anniversaries are still coming up. Babies are still being born. And Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Don't go on the road and beat them 34-13. That's what Bishop said.
What did I say?
He said Georgia was going to beat Alabama 34-13 last week. Mark, write this down. That was a direct quote.
I cannot condone or condemn whether I said that or not. I don't recall.
Yeah.
And you may have misremembered.
Probably did.
All right, so now we're going to go into the segment to where Kip Branch tells you what not to bet your money on in the college football world. And so
if you listened to me last week, you probably wouldn't have lost money. Jason Bishop, Georgia 34, Alabama 13.
Illinois at Wisconsin. Wisconsin 14th ranked. Take the points on this one. Wisconsin will cover.
Yeah, since they played last night, they covered fine.
Nebraska at number 5, Ohio State. I'll take the Buckeyes. Welcome to the party, Big Ten.
Yeah, come on in. 0-0 and get ranked in a playoff poll. Yeah, Ohio State will beat Nebraska today.
Kansas at number 20, Kansas State. I'll take Kansas State.
Yeah, me too.
Georgia Southern at 25, Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina's played their way into the top 25. Georgia Southern knocks them out of the top 25. The Eagles go on the road and get a big win today.
I'm going to pick Coastal Carolina today. Georgia Southern, They're a good football team, but I think Coastal's a good football team. I'm just going with Coastal because they're at home.
23, NC State at 14, North Carolina. North Carolina, that big loss to Florida State. I still think they're better than NC State in the horrible ACC. I'll take North Carolina at home.
Yeah, North Carolina. ACC is horrible.
Syracuse at number one, Clemson. No shot for the Orangemen.
None whatsoever. Clemson, big.
FAU at 22, Marshall. I'll take Marshall at home.
Marshall as well.
8, Penn State on the road at Indiana. I'll take Penn State. They're just better.
They are better. Penn State, maybe at the end of this 6 or 7-game Big Ten season, could be a playoff team.
The Big 12 has had Oklahoma go down and Texas go down. Now their best remaining shot is Oklahoma State to get a team into the college football playoff. That's not happening. Oklahoma State loses today to 17 Iowa State at home.
I got Iowa State beating them as well. Oklahoma State, I'm not putting any stock in Oklahoma State. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's a quick way to lose your money.
Yeah.
Number 3, Notre Dame goes on the road at Pitt. I got a feeling about this game. I'm taking the Pitt Panthers.
You probably need to take a Tums. Notre Dame is going to beat Pitt pretty easily, I think.
Number 19, Virginia Tech at Wake Forest. Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. I mean, we're on the same. Well, we just went different on Georgia Southern pick, but we're on a roll here.
Great minds. Number 2, Alabama goes to Tennessee. Tennessee, the whole thing is now a dumpster fire. You got to figure Pruitt's going to be out. Can he rebound? And if he's going to rebound, he's got to do it today. I'll take Alabama.
Tennessee was just outside my butt hurt list today. They were at number 6. Fire a coach in the middle of a game last week. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He fired a coach in the middle of the game, and you're getting blown out at home by Kentucky, and you got Alabama coming in here. And here's the kicker, Jason. You've lost 13 straight to the Crimson Tide. Mm-hmm. Make it 14 today. Alabama 49-10.
18, Michigan at 21, Minnesota. I'm taking the Golden Gophers.
I'm taking Minnesota, too. I'm not a big Jim Harbaugh guy, but I think Minnesota, they're building something there.
Virginia at number 11, Miami. Virginia keeps this game close, but Miami's got the talent to win the football game in the end.
I'm going to take Miami to win this football game.
Number 9, Cincinnati at 16, SMU. It's been a nice ride for SMU, but today, a reality check because the Bearcats are really good. College football playoff good. Cincinnati blows SMU out of the water.
SMU beat Cincinnati at home today, and the AAC, finally, once and for all, what is it? What is it called?
American again? Athletic Conference.
Oh, that conference. Yeah. Wait. After today, SMU takes all. They take care of all that today. No playoffs for that. What did you say it was again?
American Athletic Conference.
Yeah, no playoffs for that conference.
You do realize that they're in the same conference. So if SMU beat Cincinnati, they'll just take their spot.
Yeah, but they're not getting in. SMU's not. Cincinnati, pretender.
Cincinnati is a legit college football playoff contender.
Okay, whatever you say.
Texas State, another one outside of the Power 5. Texas State at 12, BYU. BYU gets it done today.
BYU beats up on Texas State today.
Auburn at Ole Miss. You know what? I'm gonna take the fight in Lane Kiffin's to win this football game.
I got Lane Kiffin, too. This might be the straw that breaks the camel's back if Auburn loses this game today. Gus could get fired tomorrow.
South Carolina at LSU. A huge letdown season so far for the Tigers. I think they somewhat circled the wagons today and beat South Carolina.
I almost picked South Carolina, but I said, nah, they won't do it. South Carolina won't do it 2 weeks in a row, so I got LSU.
Florida State at Louisville. Big win for Florida State last week. That will be their signature win for the season. Louisville gets it done at home.
Reality check today for the Seminoles. They lose to Louisville.
Georgia Tech at Boston College. This is going to be a really good game. I think Georgia Tech shows some character here coming back from the shellacking they took at Clemson. I think they get it done and beat Boston College on the road.
Nah, they're not beating Boston College up at Chestnut Hill. Not happening. 73 hung on you last week. That's going to linger over to this today.
Tulane at Central Florida. Central Florida gets it done at home.
Who cares? Central Florida, you get beat 50-49 last week. Tells me all I need to know about. What's that conference again?
The American Athletic Conference.
The AAF, whatever it's called. Okay.
In the Sun Belt, Georgia State at Troy. I'm taking Troy.
I'll take Troy too.
So we agreed on most of these.
We agree on most of them. I mean, you're still, you know, and nobody battles for the little guy more than Kip Branch on this show. So, you know, the AA, whatever, they're fighting for relevance, but they just got to do a little bit better.
Nobody fights. I don't think that I have ever heard a statement more inaccurate than that.
Nobody.
Than Kip Branch fights for the little guy.
Nobody fights harder for the little guy than Kip Branch.
I have never heard anything more untrue in my life.
At Fricka, 28, 29 football players. I'm on here every week talking about them and how they deserve to be in rankings based upon what they do within their schedule against their competition. But, you know, 29, 30-man roster, those are little guys. That's a little guy, and I just, you know, I fight hard for him every week, but they can't get any respect in this studio other than from me.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Rash on Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Fox's Pizza and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601, competitive pricing. J.C. Strother Company, and be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs, and of course, go Dawgs. The Brunswick High Pirates make the rankings. Fredericka can't make the high school rankings, and we're sitting here every week. Yeah, I mean, we're sitting here every week wanting to talk about an irrelevant, some sort of Power 9 conference in college football.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-2757. High school football from last night, Glenn evens up in the region to 1-1, taking down Bradwell 41-14. Brunswick stays perfect in the region, knocking off South Effingham 38-6. MCA trucks up to Twin City and stuns ECI 21-7. Richmond Hill blanks Statesboro 34-0. Charlton goes down big to Turner 53-7. And the story of the night, the Camden County Wildcats got blasted by Warner Robins 43-7. Camden was on a running clock in the fourth quarter. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Pristine Water is your destination for pool, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simon's. Don't forget your other favorites too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available. 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at SouthernSoulBarbecue.com. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza Downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza Downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Translation, local teams don't get any respect in that fall.
He's still on it. You're like a dog with a bone.
What? I mean, I'm still stewing from the second segment. We're sitting here, you're coming up with these power rankings. Brunswick finally gets in. We cracked the poll at number 10. I mean, we're just hanging on by a thread right now. You know, no Glenn Academy. They haven't even been mentioned all year long. I mean, then you got Frederica. You got Frederica, who's beat somebody 55-0. And you're saying, oh, they haven't earned their way into the rankings yet. Come on, man.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Nat's Landing, the Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
I want you to listen to what I'm about to tell you, listening audience.
That's your problem. That's your first problem, telling people to listen to you. They listen to us. But we got to – go ahead, man.
Appreciate you letting me do the show. That'd be great.
All right. Go ahead.
Listen to what I have to tell you, listening audience. The Atlanta Braves are going to have over $80 million coming off the payroll from this past season into the offseason. Translation, in theory, they're going to have $80 million to spend in the free agency market.
Pitching staff, I think, is set. I think you get Soroka back from the injury with Freed and some of these other young pitchers, these young studs. I think the pitching staff is set to go. Braves need a third baseman.
In agreement with you.
Braves need a third baseman, a power-hitting third baseman that can hit the ball out of the ballpark, and they've got to go out and get one.
Let me throw a few things at you pertaining to the third baseman thing. Allegedly, the Colorado Rockies are back in the market of trying to move Nolan Arenado. Well, he's 29 years old. He's got 5 years left on that mega deal he had. Atlanta's got the money to spend to be able to pay that kind of money to Nolan Arenado. A good first piece of making that deal would be sending Austin Riley back to the Rockies in exchange for Nolan Arenado. No, I know the Braves would probably have to give up a couple more pieces, but the first good piece would be Austin Riley.
Got to address third base. Got to get that done somehow. If that is the player you want to target, then you got to make that happen.
Yeah, my mind's made up about Austin Riley, not the answer. Also, what the Braves have, which is rather important, of course, Marcell Ozuna becomes a free agent. Atlanta's talking about trying to re-sign him. Marcell Ozuna's agent was talking about that his offensive production lined up with the offensive production of the guys that are making around $30 million. So they may go after $30 million per year. And if that's the case, I think the Braves are out.
Also, a key is whether the National League will adopt the DH. And
that's a big point to this, yep.
Yeah, Ozuna is a DH at this point in his career. Wouldn't surprise me to see him chase the big dollars in the American League.
Now, here are a couple other things in the offseason the Braves are going to have to contend with. eligible for arbitration. Mike Soroka, Max Fried, Adam Duvall, Dansby Swanson.
Give the three of the four. I'm not a big Duvall. I think they can do without Adam Duvall, to be honest with you.
Shane Green becomes a free agent. Mark Melanson becomes a free agent. And by the way, Freddie Freeman's contract is up after this upcoming year.
Freddie is going to demand a huge salary. Got to pay him.
Got to pay Freddie.
He's one of your two superstars. You got to pay him. You got to take care of him for the rest of his career.
So in the free agent market, I think you let Tyler Flowers go.
Yes.
Mark Melanson's made $19 million last season.
He's a good closer, though, so you got to sit there and you got to come up with a way, I think, to keep him around.
He's also 35, I believe, 34 or 35.
Shane Green was a good closer for the Tigers.
See, that's kind of the route that I want to take with this. You went in and spent big money on Will Smith in the last offseason. Get Shane Green was making $6.2 million this season. Give him a little bit of a raise, maybe get him up to about $8, $9 million, and then you're saving yourself $10 million by letting Melanson go and then having either Shane Green or Will Smith close, which both have shown that they can do that.
Except in the National League Championship Series, Will Smith was not very good.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
You're a rooter for the little guy.
He wasn't very good.
You know.
Right or wrong?
Well, I mean, you know, you.
Yes or no?
You.
And none of
you
this.
For the little
Emmett
guy.
And Holland, was Will Smith good in the NLCS?
Cole Hamels also comes off the payroll. $18 million that the Braves have to spend. Also up for arbitration is Johan Camargo.
Camargo probably needs to catch on somewhere else.
Charlie Culberson also up
keep
for
him
arbitration.
You keep Charlie around because I think he's one of those guys that can do everything for you, and I think he's good in the clubhouse.
The Braves had the opportunity to tender a contract to Mike Foltynewicz, which if they do, he does not enter in the free agency market. But if Atlanta chooses to non-tender him, Mike Foltynewicz becomes a free agent.
I mean, if you're going to keep Foltynewicz around, you got to have a full-time sports psychologist on the staff. That's going to cost you extra money as well.
That's actually a really good point.
So I don't know if you want to invest in that.
You got to figure that Atlanta's not going to spend any money on bringing in another veteran pitcher like they did with Cole Hamels when you had the emergence of Ian Anderson. Max Fried becomes an elite starter, and Soroka's going to come back from injury. Bryce Wilson looked great in the championship series. You still have Tucker Davidson down in the minors, which are super high on him, and maybe Kyle Wright can get it figured out.
I like the Braves' young pitching staff. If they can keep that group together, I think that's going to be the foundation for a lot of success over the next decade.
Yeah, I agree. Bullpen, you know, Chris Martin's still going to be back, so you're going to have the advantage of Chris Martin still being there in the middle innings. Darren O'Day becomes a free agent. You probably let him walk, I would assume.
Yeah, he's a special. He's a guy that you bring in to pitch, you know. He's got the little awkward delivery. I mean, he's a specialty pitcher.
Mike Tomlin, also a free agent in the bullpen.
Bye.
You don't like Tomlin?
I mean, I think the Braves can do without him, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they can certainly move. Yeah, I mean, they can move on and not miss a beat with Tomlin. But, you know, Tomlin was that guy that was so versatile for them all year long. Okay. A bunch of different roles.
In other words, he needs to go instead of the political spin that you just tried to end the show with. See you next week.
Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Three Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them.
Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700. The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers and online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick, average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.